I'd like to mention a few points about attaining Islamic knowledge and truly the importance of attaining Islamic knowledge. Because as human beings, we know in any profession that a person goes into, he cannot go into it without any knowledge prior. If a person is trying to become a doctor, he has to spend years and years just to attain that status. So in a similar fashion, my dear respectable viewers, when it comes to the matters of the religion, how eager are we to seek Islamic knowledge? I would like to present you a few ahadith mubarakah in expressing the emphasis and encouragement in seeking Islamic knowledge. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is reported to have said, "The person who leaves his home to gain Islamic knowledge, he is in the way of Allah until he returns." Allah Azza wa Jalla will resurrect bondsmen on the Day of Judgment. He Azza wa Jalla, he will separate the Islamic scholars and say to them, "Oh, the group of Islamic scholars, I know you, that's why I bestowed knowledge upon you. I did not give you knowledge for making you suffer. Go, I have forgiven you." So my dear respectable viewers, when it comes to seeking Islamic knowledge, we have to have this passion. Because truly, if we understand the goal of our life, it is to acquire the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you look at the life of our pious predecessors, what can be said about such exceptional personalities? It's mentioned about Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He made an extremely nice arrangement for the education and upbringing of his own children. He appointed a great muhaddith, Sayyidina Salih bin Kisan, rahimahullah, as the teacher of his children, who had also been his own teacher as well. If you look at the life of Sayyidina Imam Ghazali alayhi rahmah, and where they came from, it's mentioned about their respectable father that even though he was not educated himself, the father of Sayyidina Imam Ghazali alayhi rahmah, but he knew the significance of Islamic knowledge. That's why he wished for both of his sons, Muhammad Ghazali and Ahmad Ghazali rahimahumallah, to gain the knowledge of the Sharia and the Tariqah. For this purpose, he saved some wealth which greatly helped both of them in order to acquire Islamic knowledge. And Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah, what can be said about that exceptional personality who left his homeland at a very young age and who went out after attaining permission from his mother? He went to Baghdad and acquired Islamic knowledge. So my dear respectable viewers, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us all this passion to seek knowledge as well, not only subhanallah via Madani channel and via these formats, but also going out in the Madani Qafile of Da'wat Islami, or going out to the courses, Dars-e-Nizami, scholarly course, or even Farz Ulum course, where we are taught the obligatory actions and beliefs that any Muslim should have. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us all the ability to have this true yearning and thirst to acquire Islamic knowledge. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.